Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Everything from A to Z. Today, I am recording on the eclipse. So if you got a chance to actually see it, you're so lucky. I probably should have planned ahead. Anyway, pretty special moment. And what I love so much is it's really brought so many people together, no matter what your beliefs are or whatever. Today is, I feel like, that one time where everybody sits together and gets together and watches this unbelievable experience that we fortunately got to see in the United States. So congratulations, everybody, on that. That is really, really cool. Yeah, I'm in Lake Tahoe, so I think we were only like 36% of the eclipse is what we got to see here, but I did watch it on the news. Anyway, I digress. I also want to talk about, I want to do a little bit of a follow-up today after my fantastic podcast with Amelia Perrin at American Wild Horse Conservation. You know, just kind of giving you all some more avenues to help out. I'm really focusing on, you know, these podcasts now, or at least these last few podcasts, on advocacy, whatever it is that you advocate for, and trauma, because our trauma is healed by giving back to others. And if you're in a position in your life right now where trauma is really heavy, but you're like, you get sick and tired of it, you get sick and tired of being in the vortex of like, I can't get out of this. When you set your sights on giving back and helping other people, you really start to figure out who you are, and that your trauma is healed by being around and with those things that, you know, help feed your heart, you know. So I'm a huge animal advocate. I have my story out there, you know, that things that I've been through, but have helped serve me so that I could help better serve my clients with Aloha Life Coaching. Anyway, so I really wanted to share with you where you could help out. So really go to, if you love animals, or you loved it, what we were talking about at American Wild Horse Conservation.org. You can go on there. And I just want to read a few things that are fascinating. You know, as I start to do my research, I still don't know everything yet, but I am really getting back into what I want to do to help nonprofit organizations, including my own. I have my own nonprofit organization called Arrowheart Adventure Camps. But I've ridden horses and I've been around horses for 33 years, and getting back into it now, I got to read off their website some of the things and how you can help, because you just go right to their page on how you can help and look at the action center that they have available on their website. I mean, there are several things that they're fighting for, but I think the biggest one right now that really hits home for me is the SAFE Act. To stop the slaughter of horses. I mean, you know, anyway, food consumption is a whole other thing, but it's the way in which they do this, that it's so just nasty and dirty, and people are making so much money off the abuse of these horses and burros, that it's really, really awful. So there's a SAFE Act that they're trying to get passed. But of course, we have to call our legislation in every state to help our representatives really to help pass this law. SAFE Act would really stop just the sale. So now that there are no longer any horse slaughterhouses in the United States, we now have to stop the transfer of the slaughters of slaughtering horses in Mexico, because it's basically they get on a truck to Mexico. There's another amazing organization called All Seated in a Barn. And if you haven't followed her on Instagram, she is out there. Talia and her team are out there trying to rescue these poor animals that have either been like, nobody wants them anymore, so they just send them to slaughter. They've been like show horses or bronco horses or things like that. People go, yeah, I don't want them anymore. I'm going to send them to slaughter. Can you imagine doing that to your dog? Well, some people do that too, but, you know, you're just like, ah, my dog's old. I don't want it anymore. I'm going to slaughter it. It's really awful. So, if you have it in your heart, I'm going to keep this podcast kind of short, because, it really is, I don't want to overtalk your ear about giving back, but if you are feeling in your heart, man, I want to do more. There's got to be more that we could do to come together. And I really feel like animals are a way to bring people together, regardless. Democrat, Republican, independent, liberal, whatever, like these kinds of things bring people together. And I think that's what's so amazing. So please, please, please help American wild horse conservation step up their game. The more people, the more voices they have, the better. And I really believe that, you know, it takes a village. It takes numbers to create change. And it's all coming from such a wonderful place, right? And the good of our hearts, with any organization that you feel, you know, important to your heart. And if it's not this one, you know, it's like changing your life starts with finding focus and goals and helping others. It really does. You really see a difference in your life when you're like, wow, I got to go volunteer at least, you know, if you can do 5 hours a month. It really makes a difference in your heart and who you are and who the type of person that the kind of footprint you leave on this earth. It is so valuable to be able to give back. And it, again, if it's not the American Wild Horse Conservation, it's something else that's very close to your heart, you know, create a community to help give back, because it's your voice and the people that you get moving with you, with like-mindedness, that can make a difference. And peacefully, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, things are done in certain ways that are not always great. But I think, you know, if you believe in your heart and it's for the right cause and the right reasons, and it's really to help those who just don't have a voice. And for me, animals is it. I, you know, anything that has to do with animals is just... And kids and well, whatever. If someone came to me and said, I need help with this, you know, of course it takes research and you want to make sure that you're donating and giving back to the right organizations that are using the money and your energy for the right reasons. You have to check in, you know, nowadays to make sure that the cause is real. You have to do your homework, things like that. But these two organizations, again, American Wild Horse Conservation and All Seated in a Barn, are doing two big things. And it's starts with the Bureau of Land Management, who is rounding up all these horses, and they don't belong to them. They are free range horses that belong to us, the taxpayer, because we are paying for the Bureau of Land Management to round these horses up and to treat them cruelly, just FYI, which is awful. So really look into the things that we're paying for that. I don't want to be paying for that. I don't want to pay for horses to be abused and rounded up and then sent to slaughter for the ones that don't get adopted. And there's a whole, and the adoption incentive program has a lot of these, I'm just going to call them killers, get these horses. They keep them for a year. And after they have them for a year, they can send them to slaughter, make money on them, and then bye-bye all the horses. So it's really, really sad. Anyway, if you're feeling this week because we had a really cool eclipse and you want to, you know, just help out in the world and you want to be a voice or learn how to be a voice in your community, reach out to your representatives of your state and really help these horses because they need it. And yeah, I'm so passionate about it, as you can see, but I want people to recognize that there is so much to do, not only for those who don't have a voice, but for yourself. So if I can take it back around to really doing things that you really benefit you, and I know that I'm getting a ton out of this when I give back, when I donate, when I use my voice, such as this podcast, or, you know, reposts on my Instagram for the followers I do have that are interested, I feel like I'm doing something good, and that makes me feel good. And that makes me feel, wake up every morning going, okay, what can I do today? Okay. So now I want to go visit these pens. That's going to be my next event, is I'm going to go down to one or two of these holding facilities and see what's going on there. So you'll get some of that visual of that podcast as well. If you watch this podcast on YouTube, you'll be able to see what I talk about, because I need to go see what I talk about as well, not just see it on my tiny little phone, right? I need to do the work. And I think that's with anything, you know, kind of going back to grassroots in your own life. if you need to, go back to grassroots to get yourself motivated and moving again. And we've got a lot of things going on in this world, and we've got kids who can't afford, I shouldn't say kids, but 30 somethings, late 20s that can't afford housing. We got so many crises going on in the world right now, and there are ways to recreate positive and proactive energy for yourself so that you're flowing. I know it's an interesting spiritual thing, but it really does work. And there's ways to find growth in your heart and your mind and your soul that can shift something major in your life. And I think, I really do believe giving back is one of those things. So thank you for listening to my excitement and plea for helping the American wild horse, and also for those horses that are discarded by people who just don't want them anymore. I mean, I know I got a 20, sorry, I'm going to go back one more time. I have a, my horse is going to be 24 this year. I can't ride him. He's just a sweetheart. He's got pedal osteitis and something wrong in his hip from horse racing. I saved him off the horse track when he was a baby, and I've had him his whole life, and I'm never giving him up. And I love him to death, and he lives with my friend, and no, he's not cheap, but you know what? I saved his life, and I'm never letting him go until he passes, you know, peacefully or however he goes. So I know what it's like, and I know what it means to rescue animals. Like, sometimes you see them running around in the back of my podcast, but they make me happy. I hope they make you happy, and, you know, rescue. I can't share that enough. And if you know people who have land or something like that, that you could send a rescue to and say, hey, you know what? I know my friend could buy two, you know, rescue two of those horses and, or donkeys, and have them on their property as just wonderful beings and wonderful energy. That would be amazing. That is my other goal. So I'm going to buy myself a property and create a 501c3 to help out with these things. It's going to happen. I'm making it happen. So that way, and people can come visit these beautiful babies, and it'll be amazing. But until then, I'm going to help as much as I can and be a voice for these incredible organizations. These two in particular that I'm talking about today, AmericanWildHorseConservation.org, and All Seated in a Barn is Talia's Instagram. So you can check that out and check out everything that she has on there to donate and help rescue horses and help save horses and from slaughter especially. So thank you everybody for listening to my compassionate plea for these other organizations. And hopefully we all together make a difference. And again, thank you. And hopefully you will check them all out. And I didn't tire your ears out from talking about advocacy. So remember, trauma, if you have major trauma in your life, focus on giving back and giving back to those who don't have a voice, because it really will work on changing who you are. You can follow me at RE8675 or Aloha Life Coaching. Those both are on Instagram, and Aloha Life 22 on TikTok. And if you want just some really kind of great uplifting advice all the time, on those two. So I hope to hear from you. If you have donated or you have given back, that'd be awesome. I would love to hear back and see what you're doing and how you're helping out and making a difference. Otherwise, thank you for listening to Everything from A to Z. And I'll see you next week. Hear you next week. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.